在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Cultural Corner. Read the passage and answer the questions. 1. How many romantic poets does the passage speak about? 2. Which Chinese poets are the most romantic? The Golden Age of English Poetry.
Like China, Britain had a golden age of poetry, but it came 1,000 years after the time of Li Bai and Du Fu. It was a time of revolution and new ideas in Europe. The English Romantic poets, as they are now known, were very interested in what was happening in the rest of the continent. Wordsworth went to France to support the People's Revolution, while Byron died fighting for the independence of Greece against the Turks. But the Romantic poets were more interested in the individual and in the power of the imagination than they were in politics. They produced wonderful images to express human emotions and to paint pictures of the natural world. They also got inspiration from the myths of past ages, especially the Greek myths, and from their own experiences of love. Typically, the Romantic poets lived hard and died young. Byron was the most famous of them. He travelled a lot and shocked people with his wild behaviour. Another Romantic poet, Coleridge, was probably a drug addict, and the strange journeys of his mind are reflected in his poems. Wordsworth was the only one who lived to old age. As he grew older, he became less interested in political ideas. He went to live in the Lake District in the north of England, where he wrote the poem, I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud. The most brilliant of the Romantics was probably Keats. Although he studied as a surgeon, poetry was his great love. But when he was just 24, he became very ill. He knew he was going to die, and went to Italy to spend his last months in a more pleasant climate. His friend Shelley, whose wife Mary wrote Frankenstein, went to Italy to meet him and say goodbye, but he arrived too late. Shelley himself did not live much longer. He drowned in a boating accident off the west coast of Italy the next year. In his pocket, he had a book of Keats's poems.